Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just shadow the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to view that is. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We
got a couple
with
beats,
we brought up bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made grind, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what up, everybody? This is your boy Prez, episode 545 of the Murder Master Music Show. We're bringing back some guys that, you know what I'm saying, we revere over here as legends in the game, you know, out of Arizona. You know what I'm saying? They've been on the show before. Very talented brothers. We're going to bring them on in just a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? Woodpile, they're back in the building, man. They got some big news, Mac.
Hell yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to bring them on and talk about it. I also want to...
545.
Yeah, 545, man. I can't believe it, man. We're creeping up on 600. That's coming, you know, before the end of the year, hopefully. But I definitely want to, you know, let our fans know, man, thank you so much for the support. You know, the Fuck the Lame Street compilation. Everybody's buying the CDs. We can't thank you enough for it. But I do want to say, in tradition of Fuck the Lame Stream, I want to give a big special mother fuck you to Hip Hop DX.
You know what I'm saying?
They did a review on the album today and basically called us a bunch of old men. They said, who led whose uncles into the cipher? You know what I'm saying? And they said it was some 90s dated music or something like that.
And then at the end of it, Brez, they said it was just bad music. Fuck out of here, man. You can't tell me anything on the album is bad music.
You know why it was bad music to them, though? Because there was no mumble rap on there, and everything was understandable, it was audible, and it was dope, good, feel-good music, and that's why they didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? So fuck Hip-Hop DX, you know what I'm saying? And quit jacking our stories, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the only time we're of any use to you is when you want to get a headline real quick to add to your little media collection of bullshit. So, fuck, I mean, and I said it in the intro.
I expected that from bigger media sites,
Mac, because
exactly
right in the intro,
but that's cool,
I was going at them. I'm blaming them for the way hip-hop is today, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't focus on what's really going on in hip-hop music in the underground. They need to focus on cats like K. Reno. They need to focus on cats like Woodpile, of course.
Right. I'm going to tell you something, Fred. They rather focus on some beef that's getting these young motherfuckers killed or getting locked up than take it back to the essence. Kid Capri called out motherfucking Funkmaster Flex, and then that's that Kid Capri did last night on YouTube. He killing Flex, so if Flex don't come back, see, them the type of beefs motherfuckers need to be promoting and shit like that. And these motherfuckers want to say, if dudes say it's not good music, tell me what is good music. And then I know how to feel about your review. If you tell me something bullshit is good music, then I already know what it was. But if you could tell me some shit that's of substance that'll make you say that this project that you put together, that you mastermind, that D-Tag and Exit Only and Scratch and me and everybody that put something in with it, the Fred Styles, the Super Smash Bros., everybody that put something into this, you tell me something out here that's better than, that's so much better than that to say that this ain't good music. Fuck out of here, man.
The new Little Pump is phenomenal. Did you hear that shit?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Hey, let's bring on the men of the hour right here. We got Diesel, the Ether Bunny, Crisis,
UGS
Woodpile. Woodpile, what's up, my brothers? How you guys doing?
Woodpile, what's poppin', bro?
What up? What's good, man? Thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk with you guys. And J-Mark, Craig, it's good being here.
Man,
hell yeah, it's always good to have y'all on
the show,
man.
You know, and I know you guys got a lot to talk about today. You've been doing a lot of things right now. First and foremost, though, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Where's the homie Critical?
The elephant is not in the room. Critical is not here. He's on the Harrywood hiatus. He put out an incredible acoustic record. You should all go get it. It'll blow your mind that the man can.
Yeah, so he's doing his own thing right now, and Woodpile is just you two, Crisis and Diesel.
Yeah, we didn't replace him. We're waiting for him to come back on his own time. What can I say? It's the Harrywood hiatus. Sometimes people break up, and sometimes people make up, and we're hoping that that eventually happens.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It'll go down, you know what I'm saying? But it's good that y'all say that, though, because some people would just be ready to just down something or discredit or whatever. At least y'all keeping the doors open for him for when he come back. Because of Woodpile, man, y'all so influential with the types of music that y'all put out. And you stay dropping nice shit when you drop, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always salute y'all on the shit that y'all do and got coming out.
That's what's up. We appreciate the love and the respect right there. You know, Critical makes this team complete, but the two of us will continue on until things change. Y'all guys, y'all know me well, man. I'm about the business. We seem to be doing a lot. We're moving forward even faster than before. But that position is always here, man. He's a part of Woodpile, whether he's standing in the room or we don't see him again.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a part of Woodpile.
Yeah. Well, most definitely, man. Very, very talented individual. I heard his acoustic album. Phenomenal stuff, man. Phenomenal stuff. So shout out to the homie Critical. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out.
You guys, man, you guys have been busy as hell. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been doing some things behind the scenes. Man, can you let our listeners in on a little bit? What's going on with you guys lately?
Yeah. Go for it.
So right now, Crisis is working on his solo record. He's got a couple screaming singles. I think we're playing one of them tonight, the song Bang. We'll be coming out with the video for Bang next month. Woodpile's fixing to do a deal with Warner Brothers. So we'll be leaving Sony Orchard on record. We're going to Warner. A lot of good things on that front. And I don't know if you guys have been looking or following, but I'm working with Netflix now. I'm actually producing and writing for the show Dope, a documenting reality series about doing drugs, selling drugs, being on drugs.
Selling drugs, flipping drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 Well, first and foremost, congratulations, man, on the Netflix thing.
Right.
That's huge right there, man. What's that been like? Because you guys have been doing the music thing for so long. What's it like now to be involved in the film aspect of everything?
Yo, it's great, and it's kind of like the music, you know. Shout out to Jay Adams for getting me involved in all
what
this
up, Jay, what up?
So with the music, Woodpile has already done this thing that comes from the street, comes from prison, and TV shows I've been working on. I'm working with people who come from the streets and come from prison. So we're telling the story of films that we've been written. I mean, it's almost like doing the same damn thing, but now it's for TV.
Right. I'm about to say, man, y'all should make a web series or something about the woods and shit, man, from a different perspective, coming out of prison and shit. Because a lot of people make these web series and different shit. Like, I'd be down to see a web series from y'all perspective. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all transitioning over to, from music to film, that's even better because you're always going to be able to keep the music covered anyway.
That's what's up. You'll see our music coming out on several different things that are done through wall-to-wall media out of London. So TV shows on Netflix like Dope, TV shows on Discovery like The Hooligans, Suicidal Hooligans, the new motorcycle club show that's coming out on Discovery Channel with my boys. He was originally in Devil's Ride with the Laughing Devils Motorcycle Club. So this is his new spinoff show. We're doing the title track for the show and quite a few songs for the season. Probably the biggest thing on our plate right now is that we're doing a Netflix original called Welcome to the Woodpile, the two-hour documentary of America's most feared rap group, the rise and fall of everything that happened to us. So it's going to be dope. You're going to see the Beef with Immortal Technique in it, which we way cool with him now. You're going to see the Beef with Tech N9ne, which still ain't cool. You'll see the Ass in the Jury, all the stuff we've been through as a group in and out of jail. We got 15 years worth of footage, and we finally got Netflix behind us on doing it as a Netflix original.
Hey, definitely, man. Your story needs to be told because you guys are really like the first of your kind in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Before I heard of you guys, it really wasn't nobody doing what you were doing. Not only that, at the time, you hooked up with SIBO, West Coast Mafia Records at the time, and then, you know, if you got SIBO vouching for you, I already knew, man, these guys are going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have heard of
Shouts out to West Coast Mafia. Shouts out to SIBO. Shouts out to TPO. We always riding with them, whether we're on the label or not. Everywhere we're at, every block, every stop, we rep West Coast Mafia. Believe that.
Oh, you know it. Hell yeah. Hey, and Crisis, you got to keep putting them live videos when you be freestyling on them off of the street. I say about a year or two ago, every time I look up, man, I say, man, Crisis bodying their ass on the freestyle videos and shit. Keep doing that shit too, bro. On some real shit.
I'll drop some more.
You see a monster over here too. They'll have a series soon coming out on Vice. This man is a video game wizard and a hell of a shit talker. It's a good thing he don't play basketball. He'd get us in all kinds of fights. But they got the series coming out. I mean, they got this series coming out. I don't play video games, so I don't know shit about them. But I guess it's popular now to watch the TV
Nintendo.
Show.
You watch the TV show, watch them motherfuckers play the game.
Exactly. Well, they're doing a new one.
Yeah, my son don't be doing that shit. He ain't even playing game, but he watching motherfuckers play.
Exactly. Well, Christ is going to be on one of the episodes playing the game, talking shit. Probably something else.
Hell yeah.
I got to check that out. Definitely. We got a caller here. We're going to take a caller, then we're going to go off into a track. 769. Is that the homie Esther? Hello? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Okay, we got you. 769. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing now?
Y'all hear me, fam? You hear me?
Hello? I heard Crisis. I knew that was you, man.
Somebody
I heard you.
Somebody
doing the voice
before. Hello, and welcome
Hello.
To Woodstock.
Yeah, there we go. We got exit. You there, exit?
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Yeah. Indeed, fam. Indeed. Y'all good? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah. We're on here with Woodpile, man. Some of Arizona's finest out there. Just got a lot of big things going on. You know what I'm saying? Films, documentaries, all kinds of stuff. If you ever heard their music before, Exit, down there in Jackson.
Nope.
Exit's from Jackson, Mississippi.
Shout out to Mississippi.
Yeah, big shout out. My boy Taco Tedgerson just moved from Mississippi back to Arizona about a week ago.
All right. Yep, that's where we are. That's where I'm up out of. I'm up out of the ship. And I got a chance to listen to some of y'all lyrics and music, man, and I really do enjoy what y'all doing. I didn't know about the films and everything. I actually got a chance to call in late, man, but that's kind of like a major, major move, because as long as you could actually put out visuals, you could always paint music to your picture.
Right, right. Agreed. Thank you for the props. Thank you for listening. Much appreciated.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'm a supporter of the real music, man, and y'all do have real music. I'm not really with all that faking, because I think all of us came from an era where life is real. You know, you couldn't be out there like you is now. So, man, whenever I hear, you know, real heartfelt music, where I know it's coming from these artists for real, and they are about what they're talking about, you got to respect it. But, now, I salute y'all for doing what y'all doing, man, and keeping it going.
We appreciate the love, man. Thank you.
Yeah, big thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Indeed.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to the first track, man. This one's bang. This is the Crisis solo track. Crisis, why don't you intro this for us, brother?
Yeah, man, this is the Crisis solo track. Song titled Bang. Have a go.
We'll be right back with Wolf Pop. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
In the front, that's four choppers ready to be dumped on at once. No when we decide to set it off. My guns be like nymphos, constantly getting off. I don't aim for the chest, I aim above the neck. Light up your whole set, you need to show us some respect. I talk about guns, cause I got guns. I'll pop guns, I'll pop son, you won't pop none, it's not fun. Rappers getting took for their jewelry. It's funny to us, cause me and my wits are security. And you don't want no problem with us. If so, motherfucker, then I dare to rush. Just know that there's gonna be consequences for those actions. We blast on sight, give a fuck what you rapping. You know that it's on, bitch, when you seeing that long clip. The straps get smoking like we taking some bars. My chopper going bang, my clock's going bang. All my witch straps up in them things going bang. Them things going bang, them things going bang. Them things going bang, 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 bang. My chopper going bang, my clock's going bang. All my witch straps up in them things going bang. Them things going bang, them things going bang. Them things going bang, 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 bang. Chopper going bang.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, Mac. That's the type of music right there. You know what I'm saying? We need more of, man. Don't you agree?
Exactly. Hell yeah, man. Like, why wouldn't they bang that song? You know what I'm saying? Like, the motherfuckers need to be banging.
I told Christ that blows William Hung, she bangs out the water. 100 times better. Yeah, William Hung might make a rebuttal to that shit. But that's a taste of what's to come in the future, man. Thank you for letting us preview it here on the show. I really appreciate that, man. What about the Kyle record? And also, Diesel, are you going to do a solo album as well?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. I'm working on a solo record just like Crisis is right now. We're working on
Pile record as well. So yeah, we're doing it all. The next Woodpile record will be called And Then There Was Two.
And is that coming out after the Crisis record or
the new Woodpile record? It'll be called And Then There Was Two.
My album is going to be titled, I think, Two Wood for Hollywood.
Two
with
Wood
the title
Hollywood,
track,
yeah.
Of course. Two Wood for Hollywood.
Two Wood for Hollywood, and then there was two. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you guys are going to try this album in 2018, early 2019, maybe?
Yeah, all these records will be dropping in 2019. The single, though, for Bang, it'll be coming out in a month, and that was the first time we ever played it.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you, thank you. You know, Sebo did that on the show before, too. He let us play Warning Shots for the first time, man. It's a huge honor, man. We always love that when cats let us do that because, you know, it gives us a chance to preview it to our audience, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully
exactly.
They go out and top that, man. But the Netflix stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's huge right there. You know, when's the first project coming on the Netflix that we can look out for?
Right now I'm working on season 3 of the Netflix show Dope. You'll hear some Woodpile music coming out on select episodes on that season. And I'm writing some things right now and hoping they're green lighted. And as soon as they are, I'll let y'all know about those as well.
Good luck with that, man. I hope all that comes through for you because man, I want to see you guys win, man. I want to see you guys win. Because I remember when you first came out, I remember I think it was CNN or someone did a news piece on you guys. And I thought, oh, shit, man, this is going to be the next big thing. And they kind of tried to make it sound like at first you guys were racist, man. How did you guys take that? You know what I'm saying? Here you are, you're on Sebo's label, the hardest gangster rapper of all time pretty much. And then you got people insinuating that you're racist. What did you guys feel about that, and how did you combat that?
It's frustrating. It's sometimes hard to prove a negative. Anybody who's listened to our music knows that there's none of this in it. No racist propaganda, no racist conversation, no political stance, nothing that connects to that. I think it's hard for people to take white boys that consider themselves down and not put it in this category of racist, and it probably doesn't help with the prison time and all that, but, I mean, just look at who we're down with. Look at the people we've done business with. Look who we make money with.
Right.
See what we've done. Listen to what we're saying. Then make a real opinion about something you know. I think most people who still believe that bullshit obviously have done nothing but maybe seen a photograph, but they're not listening to the music, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Once they give you guys a listen and actually delve into who you guys are and what you've accomplished, they're going to see otherwise. You know, but people nowadays, we live in an era where people they're just quick to judge. You know, and that to me is frustrating because I know what you guys are about. I've heard your music. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't on that bullshit. You know, so.
No, hell no.
Fuck anybody who thinks that.
Exactly.
I think for what it's worth, this documentary, Welcome to the Woodpile, it will definitely battle that question. Is Woodpile racist or not? And why is it something that people think? And what proves we're not and whatnot? I mean, honestly, this is great material for the Netflix documentary, just like, unfortunately, Critical leaving the group is good material. You know, like I said, the rise and fall of America's most feared rap group. So it's going to tell it all, including how this life started, who helped perpetuate it, what artists and what companies helped this and why and what we did about it, et cetera. In the beginning, I was just smart, bro. I have $5.
So if we were Woodpile, people would talk. And then I knew if we distribute our music to the penitentiary, you know, a captured audience would hear it. So we got our 15 minutes really fast. The marketing made sense. And the music follows the marketing. And if you hear it, then you know what we are.
Yeah,
because you guys, you know, you guys put in a lot of legwork. Didn't you guys go to a lot of events, conferences, and just do it from the ground up pretty much?
Yeah, we definitely did. We used to go to all the conferences. You know what I mean? Go out of town, go to different states, different cities to get our experience seen. I mean, this was before there was really anything like social media, you know what I mean? You couldn't just, like, make a post and then get it sponsored and have it seen by thousands. The only way people would actually physically see you is you would have to get out to their cities, you know what I'm saying?
We also knew that touring just shows really isn't the same odds as going to seminars, conferences that are ran by all the top label execs. So those are the people you really want to meet to further the business side of your music. We focused on that in 2 years, and we had a deal. It was a master plan. We knew what we were doing. Well, oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of guys get into the music business and don't even have a clue what they're doing. They just want to put out a song and expect it to sell magical numbers. It don't work that way. You know, you got to go out there and really put in the work. You got to put in the work. You got to get out there and network. You know, you got to make your net work. Like, if you don't know people, or even better, if they don't know you, then you're going to have a hard time in this industry. And I know that most people believe it's about being big in your backyard, and I totally understand you should be big in your own backyard. But if you want to be national or international, you need to be doing business. You need to be known by the people who are making this music move. So we spent 2 years doing the Diversity Fest, the Northwest Music Explosion, Urban Network Digital Music Conference. And we would wait in line after these people spoke from all these labels, and we would just wait on time with them just to meet these people. And we did that for 2 years straight until we landed a deal. Big shout out to
West Coast Mafia for giving us that first step.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Because you guys are doing it out there doing it out there. Yeah, so the last album, you know, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, man, it was a dope project. What kind of perception did you guys get from that one being the first album off of West Coast Mafia?
Well, I mean, you know,
business
wise, it became a project that was all ours. So, you know, the support as well as the investment and the time, it was all on us, the marketing and everything. It was a very successful project. I know we enjoyed making it. We definitely enjoyed marketing it, and I believe it was the best work we've done so far.
Yeah, definitely. And Crisis, now you've been doing stand-up comedy too, haven't you?
Yeah, one time. I did it once.
Oh, you did it once?
Yeah, I did it once.
What, did they throw tomatoes at you or something? Why didn't you go back? You're very funny. You're a funny guy.
It's just different. Writing comedy and writing a rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's two totally different things.
He's naturally funny. We just need to record it more often when he's drunk and hanging out. If you ever follow any of the shit that he posts, he's hilarious. His stand-up was great, too.
I know he's funny. He's hilarious. Just a few minutes ago, I thought he was a caller. He was throwing his voice around like he was somebody. Oh, he caught me off guard. Let's give him another Woodpile banger. This one's terrible. Lisa, why don't you intro this one, brother?
This is one of Woodpile's rap rock fusion tracks. Terrible. It's absolutely
all Blood, Sweat, and Beer.
Terrible. All Blood, Sweat, and Beer.
All right, we'll be right back with Woodpile. We got to chop it up for a while more. We got some more music. Don't go nowhere.
Away from making a mistake that can have me put away. me a gun. Headed back to that job site to have me some fun. With my balls on the run, it was fucking incredible. I feel like
doing something terrible.
Bob DX needs to hear that shit, man. I'd love that, man.
Exactly.
Shout out to
Bob DX, man.
Always keeping it hardcore, always repping the underground, and always being talented as fuck. And it's been like this since the first album I heard. The first album, guys, that you put on West Coast Mafia, was there anything before that? Did you ever put out any albums, EPs, tapes, or anything back in the day?
We did not. That album was actually the album that we were working on. So
the very first.
Our very first record. I guess you could say we shot that record for 2 years to all these conferences and all these seminars until we essentially got a deal. We sold it. And we re-released it with new artwork and better recordings. But that was our first record ever. So if you got all four of our records, you have all four of our records.
Yeah. And many more to come in the future, that's for sure. I definitely encourage our listeners to go back, get the whole catalog. What album do you want them to start with? If you were to choose out of the four, what would you say go get first? You want them to start at the beginning or the last one? Or?
I'd say start at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, go 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, you can always go back in time and do 4, 3, 2, 1. But I think if you did like 1, 3, 2, 4 or 4, 2, 3, 1 or any combination of jumping around, that's too much. So we either go forward or backwards, but all the other shit is weird.
Well, it all speaks for itself, and it withstood the test of time. The older albums, you know what I'm saying, they definitely killing any of this bullshit that's out today. So props to you guys, man, for doing what you're doing. Now, we had you guys on the show years ago, and you talked about Crash and Batman video shoot, classic interview. since then, I mean, it's been about 4 or 5 years. Since then, have you guys seen tech or strange music anywhere? Squash beat?
We have not. Nah, we have not. Have not crossed paths. Have not seen each other or spoken.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so sometimes that's best. I'm sure Travis feels that way. I'm sure Travis don't want to see Woodpile.
This is possible. This is quite possible. I will say this, though. You know, Jay Adams, the Netflix Welcome to the Woodpile documentary, these guys will have an opportunity to say their side of the story, you know, and that could even make for a better documentary. I mean,
oh, wow.
Deciding not to answer would make for a better documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This documentary sounds like it's going to be amazing, man. You know, is it in production right now, or is it not?
No, it's absolutely already in production. We've got 15-plus years worth of Woodpile footage on tour, shows we've done, fights we've gotten into, times we've been arrested, the interview we did with the L.A. Times, we have video of it from the hotel room, so we can prove it was a setup. All kinds of stuff. So this documentary is really going to explain the true story of Woodpile, from our stories of being locked up all the way to being a group, all the way to the rise and fall of how far we got and what happened. And there's a lot of players who are going to have an opportunity to tell their side of the story, or they can end up in the documentary as the players who were contacted and, you know, push the cameras away and decide not to.
Oh, yeah. Definitely looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that. You know, we got another track I want to play before we get up out of here. But before we do, I want to give you guys a chance too. I want to make sure you give everybody your social media and all that. And we'll start with you, Crisis Man. Give everybody your info, and you got the floor. Whatever you want to say, it's all yours, brother.
Well, man, you know, just follow Woodpile, anything, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all real Woodpile, real Woodpile, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And is there anything you guys want to ask before we go on this final track?
Yeah, you can find Diesel Evans, a.k.a. Chuck Blaine to the Bank, at anything that is also Real Wood Pop. Real Wood Pop. Real Wood Pop.
Yeah.
That's how you find it, you know?
Not fake wood, but real wood.
Or somehow you get the word out to us that there's absolutely free drinks all night somewhere. Then we find you.
Is there a fake Woodpile out there? Is there like He-Man had a He-Man fake? Is there a Woodpile fake? And if so, where can we find them and stomp them out?
Woodpile.com is a porn site. So we're real Woodpile everywhere. Because
real Woodpile. You heard that, people. The real Woodpile. Guys, I've been knowing you guys for some years. Thank you so much for being real and authentic, man, all the way from since day one. You know what I'm saying? You guys have always been good to me, and I appreciate you. Real talk. Let's give them this track, The Hardest Woods, man. We will have you guys on again in the future. Saying shout out to Woodpile. Make sure to go out and get all their albums. You know what I'm saying? Check out everything they got coming out in the future. Make sure to check out Dope on Netflix. You know, and look out for that Woodpile documentary. You know what I'm saying? We'll be talking about it here. We'll be bringing it back down again. So be looking out for it. There we go. The Hardest Woods.
One hand on the burner. All the hardest work traveler that you ever heard of. Your whole life is a fraud. Your whole life like a blunt. One hand on the wheel, one hand on the burner. All the hardest wood that you ever heard of. Your whole life is a fraud. Your whole life like a blunt. One hand on the wheel, one hand on the burner. All the hardest wood that you ever heard of. Your whole life is a fraud. Your whole life like a